Petra awoke with the early sunlight streaming through the tatters of her curtains, painting golden patterns over the bed and the dingy, mostly bare walls. For the moment, the golden sun patterns transformed the room into something quiet and cheerful. It made Petra just a little sad as she lay in her bed, blinking slowly, her dark hair spread haphazardly over her pillow, because she knew it wasn't a true picture. Still, it was nice in the moment before the unpleasant bustle of the morning began. She tried to enjoy it. There were quiet footsteps outside her not quite closed bedroom door. A shadow moved in the dimness of the hall. Petra smiled very slightly.
Petra,
a girl's voice whispered.
I left Beatrice in your room. Can I come and get her?
Petra sighed and rolled over, raising herself onto her elbow.
Yes, come in. Be quiet, though. I know,
the girl replied, still whispering. She pushed the door open slowly, trying to prevent it from creaking, but creaking it all the more. Petra's sad smile grew a bit wider as she watched. The younger girl had golden hair and pale features, despite her sun-tanned cheeks and nose. Slowly, she crept into the room, scanning the floor, her eyes serious. Doll's clothes were scattered on the bare floorboards at the foot of the bed. The girl spied something and her eyes widened. She ducked, disappearing behind the footboard and reappearing a moment later with a small, bedraggled doll clutched to her chest.
I was worried about her,
the girl whispered, glancing down at the doll in her arms.
She doesn't like being by herself at night. She wants to sleep with me. I forgot her after we were done playing last night, but I tried to send her happy thoughts because I couldn't come back for her after lights out. I told her in my thoughts that she'd be all right and not to be afraid, and that I'd come for her in the morning. It worked too, see? She's still happy.
The girl turned the doll around, showing Petra the big stitched smile on the doll's face. Petra nodded, amused.
She's happy because her mama loves her so much. What's she have to worry about?
Better get her back to your room before your mother hears you, though.
If she knows we're up already...
I can be real quiet,
the girl stated gravely.
Watch.
With exaggerated care, the girl began to creep back out of the room, raising her feet as if she was stepping over landmines. Petra couldn't help grinning at her. At the door, the girl stopped and turned back.
Tonight again, Petra. Before lights out. You be Astra this time, and Mr. Bobkins can be Traeus. I'll be the March Hag, okay?
Petra shook her head, more in amusement than negation.
Don't you ever get tired of that story, Iz?
The girl shook her own head vigorously.
Before lights out,
she said again, making Petra promise. A moment later, she was gone, and she was indeed remarkably quiet as she crept back to her bedroom. From below, Petra could hear clankings and mutterings from the kitchen. It wouldn't be long before Phyllis would call up for Petra and Izzy, hollering the beginning of the day. If that happened, things would start badly. Phyllis liked her schedule adhered to, and if she had to call the two girls downstairs, it was a sign that they had already fallen behind for the day. Phyllis hated lollygagging, as she called it. She hated scampering, which is what she called it whenever Izzy played or explored. Phyllis wasn't Petra's mother, or even her grandmother who had died years ago. Phyllis wasn't even a witch. She was, however, Petra's grandfather's wife, and she was, despite all appearances, Izzy's mother. Sighing, Petra swung her legs out of bed and crossed the floor to her wardrobe, enjoying the last few minutes of quiet and the bright coins of sunlight that sprayed cheerfully through the tattered curtains, as if falling on a happy home and a happy girl. Petra was not a very happy girl. Even as she picked out her clothes, the night's dream circled her head, dark and buzzing like a cloud of flies. She had the dream almost every night now, to the point that she'd almost gotten used to it. It wasn't even a dream, really, but a memory playing over and over like a taunt. In it, Petra saw her own mother, her birth mother, whom she had never known. The dream mother smiled, and it was the same sad smile Petra so often smiled herself when she looked at her stepsister Izzy. In the dream, Petra heard her own voice cry out, "I'm sorry, Mum!" And every time, the dreaming Petra tried to drown out the memory Petra, to cut off that declaration, to overrule it. Always, she couldn't. And as the memory Petra's voice rang out, the figure of her mother would disintegrate. She would collapse like a water sculpture, splashing in on herself and running over the floor, coursing into a greenly flickering pool from which Petra knew she would never reappear. The dreaming Petra tried to shout in anguish and despair, but she could make no sound. In the dream, out of the darkness, another voice spoke instead. It was wheedling and maddening. Petra tried not to listen to it. It was a dead voice, but it was getting harder not to hear. Sometimes, in fact, Petra even heard it when she was awake. She heard it in the back rooms of her own mind, as if it was part of her. Petra was afraid of the things the dark voice said, not because she didn't agree with them, but because part of her, a secret, buried deep down part of her, did.